Answers Magazine, Volume 12.6, page 29. Science in Perspective Quick Takes. CRISPR's success. How far should we go? Scientists in Portland, Oregon, have successfully used a powerful new gene editing tool known as CRISPR to change a defective gene in human embryos. They specifically targeted a defective gene that causes the heart muscle to thicken and can lead to sudden death in some young athletes. Their technique accomplished its goal in 42 out of 58 embryos, an unprecedented success rate. Such research is legal in the United States if it is privately funded, and many people think that it is justifiable if the aim is ultimately to help save lives. The problem is that these embryos were created to be destroyed, and the Bible teaches that life begins at fertilization. So with the rapid advances in the use of CRISPR that are outpacing our laws, Christians need to be prepared to advocate a biblical perspective clearly and convincingly. An additional serious objection is that the technique introduces changes to the human genome that could be inherited by future offspring. Even secular scientists, for the most part, acknowledge that the public needs to have more discussion about the potential dangers of tampering with the basic human genetic code. How should Christians respond when good ends are used to justify evil means? Obviously, we should oppose evil. But if our protests fail and the experimentation continues, what then? Above all, we should advance the biblical worldview of the preciousness of human life at every stage and God's authority as our Creator who made us in His image. But we should use every legitimate means available to get governments and scientists to reconsider not only the evil of killing unborn children in the name of science, but also the very real dangers that could arise from altering human beings' fundamental makeup.
Bacteria to the rescue. 7 years after the Deepwater Horizon oil rig disaster that spilled almost 5 million barrels of oil into the Gulf of Mexico, no visible signs remain in the deep waters below the surface. Scientists in California have analyzed the local bacteria responsible for this amazing cleanup in the hope of learning how to manage future spills. They found one bacterium in particular, Candidatus berminella macundoprimitus, was responsible for digesting the huge cloud of oil droplets that was suspended about 5,000 feet or 1,500 meters below the surface. Researchers at Berkeley National Laboratory identified several other bacteria that fed on the oil droplets and were able to isolate the specific genes that enabled the bacteria to digest hydrocarbons. This research could help predict how quickly the microbes in a given area will clean up an oil spill. Scientists differ about how much oil remains in the environment, but fish have returned, and the fishing industry is already recovering. That does not mean that the effects of one of the worst man-made ecological disasters in history won't linger for years to come. Oil that floated to the surface, for example, has taken much longer to dissipate than the droplets that sank. However, the amazing resilience of creation shows God's mercy. God commanded Adam and his descendants to care for his creation, but he also equipped nature to bounce back significantly when we fail in that responsibility.
Raven mavens. Study after study reveals the remarkable intelligence of certain birds. Experiments at Lund University in Sweden now show that ravens can plan for the future, even in situations they never encounter in the wild. Ravens in the lab learn to drop a pebble into a box to release a food treat. Later, they were put in a place without any box of treats and offered a tray of objects. They chose the pebble and set it aside, apparently for later use, when the box with the treat reappeared. It gets better. When they were offered a choice between a small treat and a pebble that would release a better treat later, they chose the pebble. They even learned to barter. In 143 out of 144 trials, when offered a choice of several objects, the birds chose a token that they could trade to get a better reward. These tightly controlled experiments indicate that birds possess general intelligence, not just instinct. In fact, the researchers claim ravens' ability to plan for the future is about as good as that of a 4-year-old child. Our all-knowing, all-wise God placed within creatures a spectrum of intelligence that does not depend on brain size, and certainly has nothing to do with some higher or lower position on an evolutionary scale. Indeed, the marvelous intelligence of some birds surpasses that of many supposedly more highly evolved mammals with much larger brains. The all-knowing, all-wise Creator gave every creature the intelligence it needs to serve its purpose. And the limits of all creatures remind us that there must be a greater intelligence that exceeds everything we find in creation.
Complex at the lowest level. Researchers recently confirmed that bacteria snap proteins together like Lego bricks to create microcompartments throughout their insides for specific purposes. In the 1950s, biologists learned that bacteria's insides were not just free-floating goo, but the number of different compartments they create is bewildering. Scientists have known for decades that some photosynthetic bacteria make compartments to house an important photosynthesis enzyme, and others create chambers to help them digest food. But the functions of most compartments remain a mystery. The most scientists can say is that they must be important because bacteria keep building them. A team of researchers cataloged a variety of these structures in the June 12 Journal of Bacteriology, and another team recently produced the first atomic-scale image of a complete bacterial microcompartment, Science, June 23. Knowing how these compartments are assembled could help medical researchers who have been trying to create such compartments to deliver medicines to specific areas. Perhaps learning how these tiny structures are put together will also lead to advances in other microtechnologies. The idea that bacteria were the first creatures to evolve has caused most scientists to regard them as simple. But the more scientists study these simple creatures, the more they discover how intricately and miraculously designed they really are. The bewildering array of microcompartments and other structures reminds us that our all-wise, orderly God is evident at every level of the universe.
What Bible are you reading? A scientific paper published August 3 in the American Journal of Human Genetics says the Bible is wrong about Israel's destruction of the Canaanites. The paper describes findings that modern-day inhabitants of Lebanon descended from Canaanites and goes on to state, "The Bible reports the destruction of the Canaanite cities and the annihilation of its people. If true, the Canaanites could not have directly contributed genetically to present-day populations. However, no archaeological evidence has so far been found to support widespread destruction of Canaanite cities between the Bronze and Iron Ages. Cities on the Levant coast, such as Sidon and Tyre, show continuity of occupation until the present day." Why geneticists felt they needed to discredit biblical history says more about their heart condition than their scientific skill. Their claim is not a matter of science, and it's not even accurate. The Bible specifically states that the Israelites failed to destroy or drive out the Canaanites, as they were supposed to. Joshua chapter 16, verse 10, chapter 17, verse 13, and Judges chapter 1, verses 27 through 36. In fact, their disobedience to God's command caused them to fall into idolatry and worship the Canaanite gods, and God judged them for that sin. Psalm 106, verses 34 through 43. Furthermore, God promised that they would be able to dwell in the ready-built cities in Canaan. They weren't supposed to destroy them, with a few famous exceptions. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 10 through 11. That scientists involved in archaeological research could be so ignorant of relevant historical documents and then dismiss them offhand is shocking, because they could have remedied their ignorance so easily Even the most cursory reading of the biblical passages would have prevented their gaffe.
News flash: men and women are different. According to a June 8th article in Stanford Medicine, men and women have different brains. Neurological research over the past two decades confirms that differences between male and female thinking are not simply cultural. And the researchers acknowledge that men and women have a range of characteristics that overlap, and no one trait is unique to either gender. But the overall differences between male and female brains are significant. Does it sound obvious? In our current cultural climate, even the most basic biblical truths are being questioned. So it helps to show people that secular scientists come to the same conclusion, even based on secular assumptions. The Stanford article cited one intriguing study that showed that rhesus monkey males strongly preferred wheeled toys over plush toys, while females preferred plush toys. Although the researchers started with the false evolutionary assumption that rhesus monkeys are closely related to humans, their observation is still compelling. Clearly, the monkeys' preference was not driven by cultural bias, but by innate gender differences. Another study gets at the differences in a roundabout and tragic way. Women whose brains are similar to men's brains are more likely to be afflicted with autism. Autism affects about 5 times as many men as women, and it is more prevalent among the women whose brains are similar to men's. Honest, clear-thinking people who don't have an axe to grind in support of modern liberal ideology recognize that men and women are fundamentally different beyond mere body shape. And neurological research simply bears that out in concrete ways. The Stanford article is clear that neither the male nor female brain is superior. They are just different. That's to be expected from God's wonderful, relational design, which makes us all equal before God, Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. He created Adam and Eve each with different strengths that would work together in a beautiful dependence on each other as they served their Creator together.
Scientists refuse to turn over a new leaf. Researchers in Sweden have found original organic molecules, alkenes, alkanes, and carbon rings, in fossil ginkgo and conifer leaves, conventionally dated at 200 million years old. This discovery raises serious questions about claims that Jurassic-level fossils are millions of years old. Alkenes, in particular, readily recombine or break down, with no known mechanism that would conceivably protect them for more than a million years. The survival of these molecules within the biblical time frame of 6,000 years is much easier to explain.